Hello there, I'm Peter Upfold from Fosswire.com. In this video tutorial, I'm going to show you how to use PhotoWall, which is an application that allows you to make a collage of your photos, which you can export and then use as a wallpaper image on your desktop. So this is the PhotoWall interface when you start it up, just this grey area. To begin making your composition, you have to drag in some photos. So I have a folder full of photos here, and I'll just drag this one and drop it into the window. I can now drag this around inside my composition. Apologies for the small text, but if you double click on that text here, I can rename that and give it a useful caption. Now, this is a great little image, but it would be nice if it was a bit bigger. To resize images, you have to go to the bottom right hand corner of the image, and you'll see this green dot and there's a red dot. Drag the red dot and you can resize it in any direction by moving the mouse around. Obviously, as you resize like that, you will stretch it out of its proportions. So to fix that, double click on the red dot and it will make it nice and square again. So that's it. I've got that nicely in place and I want to add a new image. So I go back to my folder and I'll drag this one in. Again, once it's dropped into the composition, I can just drag it around and put it over here. The green dot at the bottom right is used for rotating, so I can rotate this image. So perhaps it's like that, and then resize it like that. So this way I can build up a collage and organize things. But if I don't want this image anymore, I can click it and press the delete key and drag in an alternative instead. So I'll just rotate and resize this image. It. So in this way, you drag a bunch of photos together, organize them to make a nice wallpaper image. There are a few more things you want to do though. The first thing is changing the background colors. This gray color scheme is perhaps not to everyone's tastes. In order to change the background gradient, you'll need to go to the top right and bottom right of the photo wall window. If I put my cursor here, this color picker pops up and I can change the color to suit what mood I'm in. Again, it's slightly out of shot here, but I put my cursor to the bottom right of the photo wall window and I can change the bottom gradient. So I've got not quite what I was hoping for. It is rather difficult to use, unfortunately. There we are, that'll do. So I've got a nice red gradient now. Finally, we can add a title by going to the title box here. And you can change the title's colours by again hovering over it and using the colour picker. So that's it, wonderful. This is my composition done. So when I'm done, I render as PNG and I can use that image on my desktop. So I'll click the render PNG button. I'll just save over this one I did earlier. I can choose the resolution, so I want to pick the resolution that my desktop is currently running at. Okay, and that's made a wallpaper image that's ready to use my desktop. That was your brief introduction to PhotoWall. I'm Peter Upfold, and this was a Fosswire.com video.